Well, if you thought you weren't able to get through, we've got another hour of open lines for you here on Coast to Coast AM. Whatever is on your mind, I'm going to go back to Jeff in Canada when we come right back. And welcome back to Coast. Let's go back to Jeff in Canada. Hey, Jeff, welcome back.
Yes, George, I'm here.
Sure
By the
thing.
Way, I will be agreeing with you with regards to the rise of the sea level, because we have actually on the mist and nomer of the earth, because it's, the majority of it is water, we have a static amount of water. And if it's not in one of the three states, whether it's ice, liquid as water, or in vapor in the air, then it's and we've got so much that's encased in ice, once that ice does melt, the sea has to rise.
Yeah, it does. But it's weird, because you're right, an ice cube in water will not change the level.
Yeah.
But for some reason on this planet, when ice melts in the water, it raises.
Well, it's only rises simply because what we've got is that we've got, as they say, a static amount. And so it has to rise.
Yeah.
But my observation with regards to chemtrails, George, this is just absolutely astounding. 18th of April, bright sunny day, and just for people to know, I'm due north of Toronto, so the thing is that it's just an absolutely glorious day, and the prevailing winds are always from the northwest, blowing towards the southeast. Starting at around 2:30 in the afternoon on that date, over the course of a three-hour period, I counted 12 chemtrails.
Wow.
And it going, and all the planes were going in the same direction, going from east to west. And the thing is that there were two planes that I observed that were going west to east, but they were leaving normal contrails, because they evaporated within about maybe a minute of the plane's departure, you know, going across the sky. But
yeah.
Here's the most significant thing, George. Because the highest, a lot of people don't realize, 92% of all the population of Canada lives within 100 miles of the border with the United States. The highest concentration of that number of population is in what we refer to as the Windsor-Quebec corridor, and that is due south from here. So all those chemtrails were actually over top of an area of here in Canada, as well as due south of us, which is New York State. And as they say, George, the phenomenal number, and I talked to a buddy of mine that was in his vehicle, maybe 80 miles away from here, and I said to him, stop, get out of your vehicle and take a look, and he's talking with me, and he could see exactly the same thing.
So what do you think they're doing, though?
Who the hell knows?
You
see, this is the problem. You know, we are treated like mushrooms. We're kept in the dark, and we're just surrounded by the BS. And it's just, it's really, really sad, because the fact is that some of us, when we start mentioning this to the uninitiated and the, the non-observing, we sound like kooks. But the thing is, when you can only make a comparison, George, from two points of view. And when you look up in the sky and you see a normal type of contrail that does, as they say, those two that were going from west east that evaporated in the appropriate period of time. But when you see these bands that start to disperse, and you see them slowly widening out, and then still being there, and I've seen the crosshatch patterns, but these were lines that were virtually parallel to each other, and over the course of that three-hour period, of course, because of the prevailing winds, they were being blown towards New York State. But the fact was is that as one was laid down, maybe 15, possibly 20 minutes later, another plane would go by and lay down another one, and then another one. And as they say, George, I counted 12 in that three-hour period.
That's crazy. Okay, hey, thanks, Jeff, everything you do up there in Canada. I appreciate that, watching those skies. Cameron Park, California, it's Brenda on the wildcard line. Hello, Brenda, good morning.
Oh, hi, George. I'm so happy to talk with you. Listen, you had a wonderful caller the other day, called in either the end of May or sometime in June. But anyway, he just got on the phone and he asked if anyone dreamed of a large crystal spider. And I did. And I had dreamed that before, and he reminded me of my dream. So I've been trying to get a hold of him. I even signed into your paranormaldate.com.
Hoping he's on that, huh?
Yeah, or I guess I have to get on the Coast Insiders. I don't know.
I don't know where he is. We don't keep phone numbers of people who call in.
Yes. Well, it was a very lucid dream. I was had my eyes closed, and I was looking up, and there was this large crystal spider, bigger than my hand, outstretched, and it was climbing up this wonderful web, and it was beautiful, and I felt it was had a lot of wisdom. And then I started to thinking. I was just enjoying the moment of seeing it, and then I started thinking, but I don't like spiders.
Who does?
Yeah.
I want somebody to call us who likes spiders.
So then I started to think, well, how can I make this go away? And I thought, well, if I'll just blink, it'll go away. So I blinked, and it went away, and I got up and turned on the light, and there was no spiders. But I understand that's an Indian...
custom.
Yeah, custom. And when it's crystal like that, your dream's supposed to come true. So I don't know what's supposed to come true, but anyway, that was the dream. And since this other person must have dreamed of a large crystal spider.
Maybe they'll call in if they heard you tonight.
Well, if you take my name, my number,
I don't want your number. I'm not going to take your number.
But I'd certainly like to know what their experience was. It was a great experience.
It sure was. Okay, well, good luck to you, Brenda. Appreciate it. Another text message. We'll do one more after the break, too. You mm-hmm. have taken some numbers, though, Tom, for people who get books and things like that, right?
And not only that, sometimes when they call and their phone's bad and they'll never get through again, I'll call you back.
Right, so
I feel bad. We're going to get that call.
But you don't generally collect numbers and give them to other listeners, right?
No, I don't want them.
I do. Think so.
We're going to get that call, though, for the spider. There's got to be people out there like spiders.
Do you like spiders?
I don't not like them necessarily.
Do you like bugs?
No, not really.
No, of course not. You want bugs in your house?
I don't.
Well, who does?
Well, they got to live somewhere, right?
Not in our house.
No. Maria in Jacksonville, Mississippi, do you believe that we can will things to happen in our minds? And if you do, why wouldn't it work all the time?
Well, I do believe you can do it, and I do believe some people have the ability to do it all the time, if not most of the time. But sometimes things happen. Doubt, those things happen. Some people don't believe. I think you have to believe in things like this.
Mm-hmm.
But I think those people who practice this do some incredible things. Incredible things.
Do you imagine willing things all the time?
Yes, into the cornfield for you, Tom. A great Twilight Zone.
You're a bad man.
I miss him. Where is he? Billy Mumy.
We should have him back. In fact, it's funny you said that. I was just looking. I hate when you do that. I was just looking at Mark Zakri, thinking we should do another couple Twilight Zones.
We got to get Mark back. We got to get Billy.
Yeah.
We got to get Gibbons back from ZZ Top.
Those good guys.
I think I read an old story today. Somebody sent me a... an article that Justin Bieber broke his ankle on the stage. I think he did that years ago.
Yeah, I didn't see
anything current today. No. I looked. I couldn't find it.
I don't think it's current at all.
All right, thanks. Next up, we go to Allison in Plymouth, Michigan. Been there many times, Allison. How are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Great. You ever been to Miller's Bar on the Michigan Avenue?
No, I haven't.
The greatest hamburgers ever.
I've tried it.
Yeah, it's a great place. What's up?
So I was calling because in October of 2015, I was in my house. I was about to watch Saturday Night Live. It was about 11:15 at night, and I was lighting a cigarette on my stove, and I also had a lottery ticket in my hand. And the next thing I know, I'm waking up in complete darkness in fetal position on my bathroom floor with no idea how I got there. And
what?
It took me a while to figure out, you know, who I was and where I was at.
Oh, my God. Did you collapse or anything like that?
No. Well, you know, I'm not sure what happened, but I hadn't had a history of that. And my boyfriend had been sleeping in his van in my driveway because we had gotten into a fight. And I run outside to get him, and I noticed the sun was coming up, and I had lost about 8 hours of time.
Wow. All right, what happened to the cigarette, first of all?
Well, it was actually on the floor of my kitchen with the lottery ticket where I had been.
Was the cigarette burning, or had it burned out?
It burned about halfway out.
Okay, so you're lucky you didn't catch on fire with that. The lottery ticket was there. Were you drinking? I have to ask you that.
No, I wasn't drinking. Or
no drugs, nothing like that?
No. You have, that's not even the weirdest part, though.
It gets stranger?
Oh, yeah. About 2 days later, I was going to show a friend of mine some pictures on my cell phone, and I noticed 40 pictures on my phone that neither I nor my boyfriend had taken. And you can find these pictures online. I had made a MUFON report, and it didn't go viral, but a few newspapers picked it up, and you can clearly see me sleeping in a few positions. I'm not sure what kind of vehicle or thing I'm in at all, and you can see, you know, pictures of beings, almost like they were taking selfies. There's
with your phone?
Yeah, with my phone, my cell phone.
Whoa!
I'll touch it. Yeah.
You have pictures of what look like ETs taking selfies with your cell phone. With
yes,
you passed out on the floor.
Yes, and I know it sounds crazy.
Whoa!
But I could submit these pictures.
Yeah, George at coasttocoastam.com. Send them tonight.
Okay. Yeah, I'll send them right now.
And put in their permission to use them in case we want to put them on the website.
Okay, for sure. No problem. Thank you.
All right, George at coasttocoastam.com. That's bizarre. Plus 8 hours of missing time, waking up in the bathroom, fetal position? I mean, really, really weird, folks. Stevens in Louisville, Kentucky. Hi, Stephen. Welcome to the program.
Oh, hey, George. It's a privilege talking to you.
Thank you, sir.
Yes, I wanted to talk about dreams that I had when I was young.
Sure.
I was probably 11 or 12 years old, and me and my sister's room, you know, was real close to each other. And for about a solid week, I kept having this dream I kept saying, my sister kept saying, wake up, wake up. She said, you keep saying, I can't see. And said I was crying and everything in my sleep. Said I drove her crazy for about a week. And then I started having another dream, and it lasted for about a week too also, that when I was dreaming, I was in my home, and I sit down in a chair, and I, like, lifted my feet up underneath of me, and I started gliding around the house. I just started, like, moving, and just, it was like, I don't know, it was almost like being on a magic carpet, but it was just, I would go in the house, and I was just, like, floating there. But every time I had a dream, I'd sit down, prop my legs underneath of me, and then I'd take off. And then now I'm 61 years old, and I weigh 500 pounds, and I can barely see out of my right eye. And that's
oh, my
all I
God.
Got left.
We
got
to lose some weight here, Stephen.
I know, and I'm in a wheelchair, too. So I figured the gliding was in a wheelchair.
How did you, let me ask you this, because this is interesting to me. How did you gain up to 500 pounds? How did that happen?
Well, on my mom's side, everybody had the bad health and the weight problem. And on my dad's side, he was a Cherokee Indian. He was tall and thin, lived to 81 years old until he broke his hip, and then he passed away. But everybody on my mom's side had, like, a weight problem and a lot of illnesses, and I've got a whole lot of
Well, with that weight, it's amazing. You're lucky you're still able to talk to me, Steve.
Yeah, you know how to
kid.
But
did you eat a lot?
Very strange.
I assume you ate a lot, right?
Yeah, my problem is sweets, like everybody on my mom's side.
All right, so if you went to, like, Dunkin' Donuts, how many donuts would you eat?
Well, I can only eat three now. Back in 1986, I had surgery to lose weight, and I weighed 541 back in 1986, and I had the surgery, and I went down to about 278.
Wow, that's a big difference.
They always promised me that when I'd get down so far, they would cut off the excess skin. Well, then I was getting close on the weight thing, and then they told me, "Say, well, Medicare changed their mind. They won't cut it off." I said, well, I have almost a problem of just as bad as having all the excess skin. I said,
I mean, that's a lot of skin, isn't it?
Yes, yes. And then all of a sudden I gained up to, I got married, thank God. I think God meant for me to get married, and we had a son. I got divorced in 95. I left when he was 2, and I hated that. But me and my son are very close. He's 23 and a half now.
And is he heavy, or is he in?
Yeah, he's heavy.
He's heavy. So there's a genetic thing here, isn't there?
Yeah. So. My son got a job, and I was so happy. It was almost a year without work.
I mean, if you were to sit down and have dinner, for example, would you have just like one plate, or would you eat everything?
Well, before I had that surgery, I ate everything. But after a surgery, even though my staples stretched in my stomach, they put a band around my esophagus that would control the food going down. Well, the staples are all stretched out, but that thing around my esophagus is still there. So I can't eat very much.
You weigh 500 pounds now. So how did that happen?
Sweets and just not eating.
Are you diabetic?
Yes, diabetic, heart disease. And I had to quit driving, I guess, it's about 12 years ago, and I hated that.
And how old are you?
I'm 61 now.
Yeah, that's still young.
I know, the new
45 or 50.
Yeah.
Yeah, you got to lose some more weight, Stephen.
I know.
And I guess you said you're confined to a wheelchair now?
Yeah, I ride in a par chair, and I can just barely with my right eye see just enough to get around.
Jeez.
In my home.
Can you walk at all if you get out of the chair?
Just a few steps, and then I can't stand up long.
And then you're winded too, I bet, right?
Oh yeah, out of breath.
Okay.
So much pain. My body's riddled with arthritis, mostly my hands and wrists and arms on both sides.
Wow.
And,
what was your glucose level like when they said that you're diabetic?
That's probably been about 40 years ago.
I bet it was like 400 or something.
It was 500 and something.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, it was like almost 600.
And the vision, what happened there? Is it because of the diabetes?
Retinopathy, diabetes. My eyes kept bleeding from the back of the eyes, and they kept having to do like lasers on them to get the bleeding to stop. And then finally, just had enough. I got a detached retina in my left eye. They were hoping to save it, but it didn't.
Yeah. Do you have a pencil? I want to give you a phone number.
Let me get
a number there. I just want you to. These are not doctors you're calling, but they're part of the criticalhealthnews.com team, and they'll give you advice.
Okay.
And I really think in your position, you've got to start doing something. It's 1-855. 949-7234.
7234.
Okay. Give him a call tomorrow and just say, hey, I got this problem. I'm, 500 pounds. I'm a diabetic. I got heart issues.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to last much longer.
Yeah, I know. That's right. I want you to make the call really tomorrow.
I will.
Okay.
I
will. All right, Stephen. Stay strong.
Hey, you take care of yourself.
Okay. Absolutely. Trying to help people. That's the name of the game. Whatever we can do, we will do it. Look, we're down at the bottom of the hour already. Fast, fast night. We're going to come back in a moment and take more calls. But make sure you like us on Facebook. Follow us on Twitter, if you would. Lots of information goes out every day. I think we sent out a couple more tweets today. Our webmasters, Lex and Sean and Greg, when he fills in, they're always sending out our messages that we want. So we're going to come back in just a moment here on Coast to Coast AM, and we're going to take some final open line calls before we hit the weekend, but then we're doing it all again on Monday. And don't forget, on July 4th, that Monday, live show for you. A couple little items for you. Of course, make sure you're watching our television program, beyondbelief.com, at that website. It's 99 cents for the first month, beyondbelief.com. And those of you in the greater Asheville, North Carolina area, definitely circle Saturday, August 27th, live stage show event, songs, music, great interviews, super guests, Full information at coasttocoastam.com in the highlight reel. You'll see it. You can buy your tickets online. You can even pick where you want to sit. And that theater, the Diana Wortham Theater, is filling up awfully fast. So take advantage of that by going to coasttocoastam.com. Okay, here we go. Our final segment of Open Lines here. We'll go to Don in Tulsa, Oklahoma on the wild card line. Hey, Don, how are you?
Holy mackerel. Good morning, George.
You made it.
Yes, I did. guy called earlier about heavy metal music and all that evil stuff.
Mm-hmm.
A few years ago, I was laying in bed at my grandma's house, fixing to go to sleep, and I was listening to a band, Typo Negative. And one of their songs I was listening to, and it wasn't quite loud enough, and I wanted to lean over to my Discman and turn the volume up just a couple notches.
Yeah.
And I got this really, really distinct impression that I could will the volume to go up without touching it. And instead of doing anything, I skipped to the next song. But it was one of the couple really creepy moments in my life. And I just wanted to talk a little bit about how music can impact your psychology, if not, you know, extra spiritual or, you know, demonic or whatever.
Right. Did it scare you?
It scared the living bejesus out of me. Like I said, I skipped the next song. I didn't take the CD out, but
yeah.
It was just one of those moments where you just absolutely knew that if you thought about it enough, you could change the volume or whatever on the song. And say, I still love the album. I still love the band, but that I don't listen to that song much anymore.
Do you think that song was done on purpose to do just what it did to you?
You know, I'm not sure. The lead singer died a few years ago. He was a fairly intellectual dude for a metal singer, Peter Steele.
Yeah.
But that one album was a lot slower and darker. And the song was called Green Man, singing almost about druidic sort of things.
Yeah.
Like the supernatural love with nature thing.
You know, I've never been into that kind of music. Just never have been. Let's go to Marcus in the Netherlands, Skype caller. Are they going crazy about the European Union, Marcus?
Good morning, George. Well...
They must be.
Yeah, I don't know if you followed it, but oh man, oh boy, oh man. this is everywhere. The bomb is hitting everywhere. Like also here in Holland, people are throwing statistics out there through the mainstream. Like, we want to have also a referendum. And I didn't want to believe so, George, but when you said, I'm afraid this thing is going to collapse when England pulls out.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm afraid that you might be right.
I know. It's we'll see what happens. So the U.S. currency, I think, will stay strong, but we shall see. What else is going on out there, Marcus?
Well... you know how it is, like, they will do everything to get the real issues out of the picture. So, and I got a really busy week, and this is because I have been studying for a long time now, multi-dimension and control grid and that kind of stuff in relation to the Bible. So,
well, good for you. Good for you. Well, keep checking in with us, letting us know what's going on out that way. He's out there in the Netherlands. Isn't technology amazing? John's in Baltimore, Maryland. Welcome to the program, John.
Morning, George. How are you, sir?
Good. I hope you are, too.
Yeah. I like spiders. Spiders are good.
Oh, I hate spiders.
They catch all the other little things.
I know. There's a purpose, I guess. There's even a purpose for mosquitoes. I don't know what yet, other than bird feed.
They catch those in the net, in the web. too. So, yeah, mosquitoes I don't get either, but hey, I think they're little vampires.
It could be. What's going on?
Right. Not much. I heard somebody say, like, producing things at will. It is totally possible, George. You know me, the guitar. And then I did it the other day. I'm in the midst of my musical career, so to speak.
And yeah.
I was going to an open mic to get a show that I had already set up. And while I'm driving, I got a call from another guy who offered me a show. And in the midst of going to the open mic.
Well, see how it works? It works that way. Your phone's starting to go on you because you're on hold so long. But good for you. Skype caller, finally. What do we got, Tom? Last one.
I first have to tell you that I stand corrected. In either 2009 or around 2010, Justin Bieber did fall off the stage and break his foot. Last week, he fell off the stage in Saskatoon, Canada. He had a stop in Hamilton, Indiana, where his bus broke down. And today he reported on Instagram that he sprained his ankle playing basketball.
Ah, I knew it was something.
So that's
like
the
that.
Scoop on that.
Okay.
Martine in Wyoming. I have a friend who just robbed a store, got caught, and is facing 5 to 10. Do you think our laws here in the U.S. fit the crimes for the most part?
Sometimes. I still think that we have too many petty marijuana cases in prison,
mm-hmm.
and we shouldn't. You know, I happen to think that the war on drugs has been a complete failure.
Oh, big
time. As many experts agree now. And we need to legalize them. In that, I think it's going to reduce crime, won't increase drug use, and we'll have a better handle on it, and maybe tax that kind of money, too, at the same time. But I think, by and large, the sentence fits the crime.
But have you ever read, I always wondered, because have you ever read in the news, like, someone will do something, they'll get a sentence, and then, like, 3 weeks later, you'll read somebody doing the same thing, and their sentence is, like, outrageous compared to what you read
before. Depends on whether there were priors and things like that.
Maybe the judge was mad that day.
It's a different judge, too. You never know. Okay, thanks.
Okay.
Julie in El Paso, Texas. Hi, Julie.
Hi, George. How are you?
I'm great.
I want to wish you a belated happy birthday.
Well, you're welcome. Thanks.
I couldn't get through because I wanted to sing to you, but maybe next year.
Maybe next year. That's right.
I have a real short story, but it's strange, okay?
All right.
First of all, I want to set the scene a little bit. I've called your show before about 3 or 4 years ago, and I got to sing, and thank you for that opportunity.
You're welcome.
Anyway, I'm totally blind. And I still have a flippo phone. I haven't gotten to the smartphone thing yet. I'm sorry. Well, I decided that I wanted to play with my phone. And I found a little menu where it talked about the camera.
And let me ask you a silly question. Do they have phones for people who are blind?
No.
So you don't have, like, little Braille things?
No. Okay. But they do have phones that talk, so that takes
care. That helps. Okay.
Okay. But anyway, I decided to take a picture of my couch. Here I am sitting across the room, okay? I said, I wonder what's going to happen. So I took a picture of the couch. Then I called my niece. My niece was in the kitchen. She was doing something near the sink. And I called her and I said, hey, you come over here. I want to show you something. She goes, what are you up to now? And I said, I took a picture of the couch. And she kind of giggled a little bit, you know. And I said, so I want you to see if I got it right. And then she says, okay. So she takes the phone and she looks at it, right? And then she goes, oh, my God. Oh, my God. And I said, oh, my God, what happened? You know, because I can't see. So I have to take her word for it, right? So she says, there is a woman sitting on the couch. I can't see her face. Her hair is shorter than mine.
Ooh.
But she looks like me. And she says, and it wasn't me because I was in the other, I was in the...
A doppelganger.
I don't know. But she says, I was in the kitchen, remember? And I said, yes. And I said, well, what do you think it was? And I said, George Nori and Tom always say that there's another universe. She goes, but I can't see her face. And then I accidentally erased it. What do you think that was?
A doppelganger.
What is that?
A doppelganger is a duplicate of you, except it's got the total opposite personality of what you have. If you're a good person, and you sound like you are, the doppelganger isn't. It's the mean version of you.
But do you think that was it, like, because she said it looked like her?
Yeah, well, it's a doppelganger of her.
Oh, well, I figured you know the answer because I didn't know the answer to that. So.
That's what it is. Hey, thanks, Julie. Appreciate it. I think I've got time for one more real quick one before UFO Phil comes in. Annie in Alabama. Annie, what's up? Maybe two more calls. Who knows?
Thank you. There's a daddy long leg spider who has been living on my bathtub over a year. And I do not bother this type spider because he's allegedly harmless, although I do like other spiders. And he got caught in his own web, and I set him free. And another one got caught in his web outside, and I set him free. And when I clean the tub, he moves out of the way so that I can wipe down his area.
And he's been there for a year? A year he's been there?
Yes, and the same spot he likes to live in. He catches bugs and lives off of that.
Well, don't you ever take a bath with him? Is he in there when you take a bath?
He cooperates. He stays out of my way.
He doesn't jump in and drown or anything like that?
No, and I should write a book about this. And if I write a book about my life with this creature, do you want me to come on this show and tell the story?
Yeah, absolutely. Life with a daddy long-legs spider. That would be an interesting thing, Annie. An interesting thing indeed. Well, another open line night comes to an end. Thank you for the calls and great stories. And we'll continue to do that. We've got Connie Willis and George Knapp this weekend for you. I'll be back Monday. And again, little program note, live programs for you on the entire July 4th weekend, including Monday, July 4th.
Well, I never knew I had Martians in my garden. And I never knew there were aliens on my roof. I got shadow people, and they're living in my basement. Got a funny feeling Bigfoot's gonna be here soon. I was so blind before, I was so unaware. But now I swear I'm seeing Sasquatch over there. And I turned on my radio in the middle of the night, and I heard things I need to know. Now I can see the light, and I also see a ghost. 'Cause I'm listening to Coast to Coast. Well, you never knew that your baby was a hybrid. But as he grew, you began to see the clues. Now you know the signs, 'cause you learned it from George Norrie. Even while you sleep, you got Martians watching you. I turned on my radio in the middle of the night, and I heard things I need to know. And I can see the light, and I also see a ghost. 'Cause I'm listening to Coast to Coast. Good morning or good evening, wherever you may be, whichever world you're living in, whatever century. Is always welcome here on my radio. Go in with your space transmitter or your telephone. And I turned on my radio in the middle of the night, and I heard things I need to know. Now I can see the light, and I also see a ghost. 'Cause I'm listening to Coast to Coast. Coast to Coast.
And for Dan Galanti, Tom Danheiser, Lisa Lyon, Lex Lonehood, Sean Latasseur, Stephanie Smith, Chris Barles, and George Knapp, I'm George Norrie, somewhere out there on Coast to Coast AM. We'll see you on our next edition. Until then, be safe, everyone.